When you go to the doctor, there's a pretty good chance that person wasn't born in the United States. There are thousands of foreign-born doctors working here in every specialty. But recent changes to immigration law are making that transition tougher. Paige Flager of Side Effects Public Media reports.
Deepa Hal-Harvey is a morning person.
Eat, read, pray, and then get ready to go to work. And usually I'm out the door like around 6:15 to 6:30.
Waking up early was a habit she started in medical school. She was a wife, a mother of two young kids, and the caretaker for her sick father. 3 a.m. was just about the only time she had to study.
You have to work hard. You have to get straight A's. You have to be the best at what you do to be noticed, you know. And so, those are the things that are in your control that you can do. And so I think it's something, in order to be successful, those are your weapons.
Hal Harvey attributes that mentality to growing up as an immigrant in the United States. Her family left India when she was 17, so she and her siblings could get ahead in life.
One of the teachings that was instilled by my dad is whatever you do, be good at it, be great at it. So when I finished my breast surgery training, my prayer was really, how can I be the best breast surgeon possible? And really, the answer came in form of my own diagnosis.
8 months into starting her dream job as a breast cancer surgeon, Halle Harvey herself was diagnosed with the exact ailment she helped others overcome. She survived that cancer scare. Now her office in a Columbus, Ohio hospital is covered in motivational posters. Halle Harvey is one of many immigrants behind a somewhat surprising statistic. Doctors in Ohio are nearly 30% foreign-born.
Remember that the overall population that's foreign-born in Ohio is just 5%, so you can see immigrants are really overrepresented in that occupation.
That's Dan Wallace of New American Economy, a nonprofit research group. Using census data, he's found that other Midwestern states also have high percentages of foreign-born doctors and surgeons. Wallace's organization examines the role immigrants, documented or not, have on the economy. And he says having these physicians in states with large rural areas could help increase access to health care. The Association of American Medical Colleges estimates the U.S. is short tens of thousands of physicians, especially in rural areas.
There's a huge need for folks in those occupations, and so we should be thinking about, you know, immigrants as a potential, you know, piece of the solution to healthcare shortages overall and in states across the country.
But the political climate could mean fewer foreign-born doctors in the U.S., says William Pinsky, head of the Educational Commission for Foreign Medical Graduates. The organization helps them get certified to practice here.
We've seen a small decline over the last 2 years in terms of overall applications of international medical graduates, including decline from Muslim-majority countries.
Pinsky says President Trump's stance on immigration has affected how foreign doctors view the U.S., and it's made U.S. medical schools worry about accepting foreign-born physicians into their programs.
It's the perception of it and the stress that that causes, and in some cases, it's actual denial of a visa and either denial or postponement of reentry into the country.
Halle Harvey says her experiences help her empathize with patients, many of whom are immigrants themselves. Still, she says she faces questions about her background and her abilities.
When people come in, they do have a little bit of reservation as to how I would treat them. Do I speak English? Am I going to give them the same care or not? And I've even had a patient's husband ask me the country I came from, where if I was allowed to talk. And I'm like, I mean, you should, just from our interaction, you should be able to tell that I talk a lot, so.
Despite the challenges she's faced to get where she is today, Halle Harvey is quick to say she's lucky. There are thousands of foreign-trained doctors who haven't been able to obtain a license to practice medicine in the States. For Side Effects Public Media, I'm Paige Flager.